This is Texas Public Radio, Shelley Koffler. There's mixed news for passengers who rely on San Antonio International Airport. As we told you earlier, airlines have cut the number of flights between San Antonio and Mexico, and the number of passengers flying those routes has dropped 21% over the past year. But airport officials say domestic routes are growing.
United Airlines is paging Deborah Martin, please.
A year ago, San Antonio announced financial incentives to lure more airlines and nonstop flights to its city-run airport. Allegiant Air came in with flights to Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas, and Orlando. Frontier began service with flights to Atlanta, Denver, Las Vegas, and Philadelphia. The new carriers helped boost domestic travel at San Antonio International by 3%.
We are taking a much more assertive and aggressive pursuit of these airlines and expansion of air service than I'm confident that we did in the past.
Tom Jones signed on as the airport's aviation director 10 months ago. He says this coming year, he'll expand the staff of Brian Pratt, who was hired to pursue additional nonstops and flights. Here's what Pratt sees.
I think there's a significant opportunity looking to the west, the Portlands, the San Francisco Bay Area, other markets that direction. But internationally, in Canada, huge opportunity there.
Pratt says it's still a longstanding priority to attract nonstops to Boston, which is a hub for bioscience, to New York's LaGuardia, and to Reagan National, the airport closest to Capitol Hill. But aviation consultant Mike Boyd says that is a tall and improbable order.
You're not going to get a lot more nonstops. There's a few out there. But this silly business that, well, we want nonstops to virtually everywhere, like they said, Boston. I don't think Boston can support nonstops. And again, you have excellent air service from the rest of the world, and there are some markets on the margins that probably could be satisfied. Additional service to the Northwest, additional capacity to places like Portland, those things are there. But this issue that, well, we need more nonstops, it's not going to happen.
Still, Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Richard Perez believes those prized nonstops are worth pursuing. San Antonio leaders have been talking to congressional representatives about lifting federal aviation restrictions that prevent flights from the Alamo City to Washington's Reagan. And Perez thinks San Antonio has a strong case.
I think our strength is two things. Number one, we're the seventh largest city in the nation. And number two, we have such a large military footprint here. So I think we're going to continue to push the opportunity that it enhances military readiness and military capability. So I think that's going to be our route.
As San Antonio works to attract new air service, it tells a story of strong customer satisfaction ratings, low operating costs for airlines, and short waits at security checkpoints. It may also have to address some ongoing questions about ticket prices.
Alrighty, right now, hey, that flight looks really pretty good.
The annual Airport Affordability Report from cheapflights.com shows San Antonio prices have become more competitive. Last year, San Antonio ranked 71st among the 100 most affordable cities to fly from. This year, it's 56th. But the average San Antonio ticket price of $332 is still higher than the average prices at all of the Texas airports in Houston, Austin, and Dallas. In Austin, 80 miles away, the average airline ticket costs $295, about 11% less.
Looks like we're going to be using gate B4, Bravo 4.
Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.